Joining us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Public Information Officer for Pensacola Police Department, Mike Wood. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So what do you got going on for us today?
Quiet overnight, but I will say a couple of nights ago we had our street crimes unit made an arrest in some individuals that were wanted for car burglaries. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, about why these individuals are targeting these cars parked at your home. It's because they know that people leave these cars unlocked. And a lot of these weapons that were taking off the streets in these types of arrests, sometimes after very serious crimes, are connected to weapons that were stolen out of vehicles. They target these vehicles because, again, a lot of these people are convicted felons. They cannot walk into a gun shop and legally buy that weapon, and they certainly don't want their name even legally attached to a weapon because they have the full intent of using that weapon. Sometimes they ditch the crime. They want their name on that weapon. So the easiest target for them is your car, and we just cannot ask the public enough to please remove those weapons at night, bring them in the house, and lock that vehicle.
Yeah, I was surprised when I found that out a few years ago, actually talking to a different police department, that they were telling me, you know, the typical, you know, the when people buy guns on the black market, it's not really somebody's, you know, garage with a hidden false wall where he pushes a button and it opens up and there's all these firearms. He's like, no, it's usually somebody says, I want a gun. He starts talking around to people and they just start breaking into cars to find them. And that's how they get them. And I was like, wow, I had no idea. So so we've had a rash of car thefts, or not car thefts, but car crimes where people are trying to break in cars and steal those things. What else we got going on in the area we need to know about?
Well, we're still investigating the shooting that happened yesterday at Granada Apartments. A male was shot in the lower leg. He's going to be okay, but we're still looking for the suspect in that shooting. So besides that, things have been pretty quiet. You know, a point that you just made about these cars, going back to that for just a moment, when you said breaking in, I mean, sometimes they do that, but most of the time they're not. They're going to pick on these cars in these apartment complexes, especially that are unlocked. They don't want to break that because it makes too much noise. The dog in the house starts barking. It wakes people up and get caught. So if you lock your car, they're going to put on the door handles, but they're going to go next door and try that car because yours was locked.
Gotcha. Speaking of cars, too, I've seen a couple of stories popping up about hot car situations and kids. Mark was actually just talking about one where a guy apparently just left his kid in the car to go and get a drink at a strip club or something like that. But I've seen a few others of these, and we're starting to have a lot more of these popping up.
I would say it's common. This happened maybe once. Part of that, you know, there's a big difference for forgetting a child that's in a car, which is horrible in itself. But when you leave a car on purpose, whether it's hot or not, whatever happens to that child is on you. So I can't find anybody with a child in the car any room. I just doesn't seem in. And people will be charged appropriately.
Mike, you're breaking up just a little bit, but I do have one more question for you. So coming up next week, we're supposed to be getting these Bird scooters, these electric scooters in downtown Pensacola, and there's some concerns that some people have of safety and things like that. Are there any concerns that the Pensacola Police Department has with these new electric scooters coming down to the market?
Well, you know, it's going to be a new program for all of us. We're just going to have to see how they work and where they're allowed to be. And, you know, they're going to have to abide by the laws if they're on roadways and sidewalks, just like anybody else, and bicycles and things like that. So, again, this is new, and we're going to have to see what happens with it and then go from there.
Is there anything you guys are going to be looking for particular? Is it, you know, basically whether people are obeying traffic laws or whether or not they're getting in pedestrians' ways? Is there anything particular that you guys are looking for that we need to be aware of so that when we are going downtown to rent one of these things to travel around, we can be aware that, hey, I need to make sure I'm not doing this?
Yeah, you just need to use it responsibly. It's the same thing with bicycles and skateboards and the scooters that we already have in Pensacola. You just got to use it responsibly. Don't do dangerous things, and the police department won't be an issue for you. But, you know, our job is public safety. If we see somebody abusing a scooter or any other mode of transportation, we're certainly going to have a talk with them.